From Southwark News for the 4th of January, Park Fears Over Tube Plans by Reena Kumar. A community garden in Kennington Park could be destroyed to make way for an electricity substation as part of an extension to the Northern Line, it is claimed. The Kennington Neighbourhood Action Group, KPNAG, fears that the much-loved green space could become a construction site for at least 3 years if the project is given the go-ahead. They are now calling on Transport for London to relocate plans for the large permanent vent, escape shaft and electricity substation which would form part of the tube extension. The permanent shaft in Kennington Green and Kennington Park would allow air in and out of the underground tunnels, help cool the tube, and enable emergency access to and from the tunnels if necessary. The proposals include extending the Charing Cross branch of the line to Nine Elms and Battersea. A public consultation into the plans ended on Sunday, and the work would see around 40 lorries a day removing material from the site, a conservation area, over 3 months. This is the second phase of consultation, which has seen plans change since the initial discussion by previous developers. KPNAG Chair David Reed said, "Our research shows that from an engineering perspective, this is not the best site for the vent and shaft. Kennington residents will see nothing but 3 or more years of noise, traffic pollution and inconvenience during the construction and the demolition of part of our local parks' green spaces. In short, we are being shafted." Michelle Dix, Managing Director for Planning at TfL, said, "We will ensure that there will be no permanent loss of green space at Kennington Park during the proposed construction of the Northern Line extension. We are working with Lambeth Council, the Friends of the Park, B Urban, conservation experts and other local groups to look at how we can minimise disruption during the building of the proposed shaft building or headhouse at Kennington Park. This will also include alternative space for dog walking during construction. In our 2011 public consultation, local people said that they would prefer the headhouse to be located at the old lodge. But having received subsequent requests to look at other options, we are exploring alternative locations further. We will be holding an event in early January with representatives from the local community and resident groups to provide feedback from the consultation and discuss design ideas further for the potential design on the headhouse at Kennington Park. If given the go-ahead, the new station at Nine Elms and Battersea could open by 2020.